You're welcome to today's broadcast. Once again, my name is Moses Musinguzi. I am here to bring you the word of the Lord. I hope you'll be blessed and that you put into practice whatever God wants you to pick from this teaching. In the last two programs, we learned that righteousness is required of those who will inherit the kingdom of God. For example, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 said that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So for those 2 weeks, we encouraged ourselves to be those who live in righteousness, those who live holy lives. For without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, today, we are going to talk about something else that is required for those who inherit the kingdom of God. And that something else is called endurance. Endurance, or the ability to suffer long without giving up and denying our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. Paul said that we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. We must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. All right? So, we are going to need endurance to go through the tribulations before we enter the kingdom of God. That is what Paul is essentially saying. So, like I said, in addition to righteousness, righteous living, holy living, all of us must have endurance, must have the ability to suffer long, okay? Otherwise, if we don't have that, then we shall not be able to enter the kingdom of God. The tribulations that we are supposed to go through will make some people throw in the towel, but you don't have to be one of those. Glory be to God. It is widely taught that Christians will be raptured or caught away to heaven in order to escape the great tribulation. However, that is contrary to what we have just read in Acts chapter 14, verse 22. So I'm going to read Acts chapter 14, verse 22 again. Okay? Paul said that we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. That means the tribulation, okay, is going to happen before the kingdom of God comes. And it also means that we have to be here during the tribulation, and if we endure through it, then we shall enter the kingdom of God. Therefore, it is not true that Christians are going to be raptured or caught away to heaven in order to escape the great tribulation. Now, I'm going to give you more scripture evidence that Christians will experience the tribulation. Okay? But before I do that, let us first see where the word rapture comes from. The word rapture is derived from certain words in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Let's open 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'm going to read verse 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, "For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Verse 17. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Okay, so verse 17 says that then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them, the dead who have risen. Okay, we shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So the word rapture, okay, is derived from those two words, caught up. Okay, Paul said we shall be caught up together with them. So that is where the word rapture comes from. Okay, rapture is an English word from a Latin word which means caught up. Okay, so the Bible says the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be raptured, okay, caught up together with them in the air to meet the Lord. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, here is the evidence that I want to give you, okay, that we shall be here to suffer in the tribulation. The first evidence I read for you is Acts chapter 14, verse 22, where Paul said that we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. Christians will through tribulations enter the kingdom of God. Okay? Now, Matthew chapter 24. This is Jesus speaking. Matthew chapter 24, from verse 29 to 31. It reads, remember, this is Jesus our Lord speaking. And anyone who says the opposite of what Jesus said is basically teaching what is not true. Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, Jesus said that immediately after the tribulation of those days, okay, note that, Jesus said immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Okay, so after the tribulation, the Son of Man, Jesus, comes on the clouds, okay, with power and great glory. Verse 31, and he will send, okay, this is Jesus, he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. This sounds like what we read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where Paul said that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. Okay? And then it says that the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. Okay? This is essentially what Jesus was saying. Okay? He said in verse 30 of Matthew 24 that then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. Okay, Paul talked about a trumpet, you remember? Okay, the trumpet of the archangel. And Jesus here is talking about the same trumpet. Okay? And then he said that those angels will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to another. Okay? And that is what Paul also said. He said, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we who are alive shall be caught up, okay? Shall be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, okay? Jesus here is saying that actually that work of us being caught up will be done by the angels, okay? So Paul talked about the rapture being caught up, okay? Jesus added a very significant detail in verse 29. He said that rapture, okay, we being gathered to him, okay, the angels gathering us to him will be immediately after the tribulation of those days. Glory be to God. So Christians are going to go through the tribulation. Okay, therefore, we need to start building our ability to endure, our ability to suffer long. Because if we don't build that ability now, then when the tribulation starts, many of us are going to deny Christ and we are going to fall away. And like I told you, that in addition to righteousness, the other thing that is required of those who are going to enter the kingdom of God is endurance. Glory be to God. First Corinthians, remember, I'm giving you more evidence that Christians are going to go through the tribulation. The first evidence is what Paul said in Acts chapter 14, 22, that we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. Okay, and Jesus also said that immediately after the tribulation of those days, that is when the rapture, the us being caught away unto him, will happen. Okay, the second evidence, we are going to start with 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I'm going to read from verse 51 to 53. Verse 51 says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. What is the changing? The changing is basically being given glorified bodies. Okay, so it says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Okay, not that word. At the last trumpet. Okay? Not that phrase. At the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this incorruptible body must put on incorruption, and this mortal body must put on immortality. Okay, so Paul is saying that our bodies being changed from mortal to immortality, okay, from corrupt to incorruption, okay, will happen at the last trumpet, okay, at the last trumpet. Now, if Paul said that this is going to happen at the last trumpet, it means there are trumpets which precede the last one. Now, according to Revelation chapter 8, okay, Revelation chapter 8, verse 2, we learn that there are seven trumpets. Okay, seven trumpets. So that means that the last trumpet Paul is talking about is the seventh trumpet. Okay, Revelation chapter 8, verse 2 reads that, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Okay? Now, we are going to see what happens when each of those seven trumpets is blown. Okay? And I will tell you, first of all, that all the six trumpets, okay, are talking about what some of the things that are going to happen in the tribulation. And the last trumpet, the seventh trumpet, is talking about the rapture. Okay? Okay, Paul said that us being changed from a corrupt body to a glorious one at the rapture is happening at the last trumpet. Okay? And John, okay, years later, okay, is shown the same thing. Okay? Seven trumpets are blown by seven angels, and the first six are all talking about the tribulation, and the seventh, the last, like you see, is the one which is talking about the rapture. And all that means that Christians are going to go through the tribulation, and at the last trumpet, they will be raptured to escape another horrible time called the wrath of God. So, Revelation chapter 8, verse 7 reads that the first angel sounded. So the first angel is sounding the first trumpet. Okay, the first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned. That is the first trumpet. Okay, terrible time. Then, now, verse 8. Verse 8 says, then the second angel sounded. What is it sounding? The second trumpet. And something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. Horrible times, the tribulation. Okay? Verse 10. Then the third angel sounded. What did he sound? He sounded the third trumpet. And a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. Okay? That again is not a funny occurrence. And it continues in verse 11 and says that the name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Okay? Those are horrible times. Verse 12. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. Okay? That, again, is not an interesting time. And during all this time, Christians are here on the earth. They haven't yet been raptured. Revelation chapter 9, okay, verse 1. Then the fifth angel sounded. So he's sounding the fifth trumpet. And I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke, locusts came upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth, or any green thing, or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not given authority to kill them, but to torment them for 5 months. Their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it strikes a man. Verse 6, in those days men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die, and death will flee from them. Okay, so people are going to die. They are going to be tormented. Okay, it's going to be a very horrible time. Verse 13. of Revelation chapter 9. It says that then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. People, a third of mankind is going to die when the sixth trumpet is blown. Verse 16. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. So basically there's going to be a great war, and in that war, a third of mankind is going to die. And at that time, or during that time, Christians are still here on the earth. Now, let us read what happens at the blowing of the seventh trumpet, which, according to Paul, is the last trump when our bodies shall be chained at the rapture. Okay? The seventh trumpet, we find it being blown in Revelation chapter 11. Revelation chapter 11 from verse 15. Revelation chapter 11 verse 15 says that then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Glory be to God. Okay? The seventh trumpet is sounded, and that's when voices in heaven start talking about the kingdom of God, okay, coming to be established on the earth. Let me read it again. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reign. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Glory be to God. So at the last trumpet, okay, which Paul talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and which John is talking about in Revelation 11, that is when we are going to be raptured. But after going through trumpet number 1 to number 6, which is about tribulation, terrible times on the earth, and those terrible times will also be the time when the Antichrist will be reigning, persecuting Christians, killing them, okay, forcing them to deny the Lord with Jesus, okay, and those who will not be able to endure the persecutions and the terrible times in the earth, in the environment, okay, are going to fall away. They are going to deny the Lord. And for that matter, they will not enter the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. All right. Therefore, let me repeat myself again. Okay. We are raptured at the blowing of the seventh trumpet, which is also the last trumpet. But this rapture happens only after we have gone through the great tribulation of the sixth trumpet. Okay? So, we must be ready to suffer for the cause of Jesus. Okay? Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, okay? It talks about those who died in the tribulation. They were willing to die for the sake of the Lord. Okay, it says in verse 11 that, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. If you read this whole chapter 12, you will see that this is talking about Christians who were killed during the tribulation. And the Lord is saying, we are supposed to be like them. Okay? It says, they overcame him, who? The devil, by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. They refused to denounce the Lord Jesus. Okay? And they did not love their lives to the death. They died, people. Okay? And many of you are going to die in their tribulations. You are going to be killed. Okay? This is a time to get ready to be a martyr. This is a time to build endurance. Okay? Endurance. Because if right now, when things are okay, you cannot stand for truth. Okay, you always chicken out when your witness is needed. Okay, if right now when things are good, okay, you can do that. Okay, how much more when the tribulation comes, okay, and you know, a gun, you know, is pointed at you, okay, you are going to fall away. Okay, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, verse 13, that he who endures to the end shall be saved. He who endures, okay, through the tribulation up to the end, when the last trumpet is blown, the seventh trumpet, only that person will be saved. Only that person will enter the kingdom of God. For Paul said that we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So, in order to enter the kingdom of God, we are going to need two things. Number one, righteousness. For the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Number two, we are going to need endurance. For Jesus said, only those who endure until the end shall be saved. So start building yourself up. Okay, start feeding yourself with the word of God about the end times, about the suffering that is going to happen in the end times. Because whether you want it or not, it is coming. Jesus said in Matthew 24 that, okay, the rapture is happening immediately after the tribulation. So start loving the word of God now. Okay, start, you know, be a witness for the Lord now. Love the truth now, so that when the terrible times come, you'll be able to stand for the truth and not fall away, so that you can enter the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Moses Musinguzi is my name again. You can text me on 0771274318. May God bless you. Amen.
Every Sunday, starting at 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., do not miss the Word of Moses with Pastor Moses Musinguzi of Last Adam Tabernacle, that is located at Nobview Hotel in Ntinda.